You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
On Easter Monday, the boatmen travelled across Southampton to face AFC Totten in the club's third meeting of the season.
Now ball's played out left. Diagonal ball's going to come in for Mason. Pushes his way forward. Mason shoots and Mason rolls it into the bottom corner. AFC Totten 0, Sholing 1.
Yeah, it's exactly what you expect from Dan Mason. He's always going to be that willing runner through the back line. And it was a sumptuous ball from who was that? Rob Nichols. Just to release him, and he's just guided a left-footed effort past Skriniar and into the bottom right corner.
Final score here. AFC Totten 0, Sholing FC 1. Frustrating, agonising, disappointing.
So a late Dan Mason winner was all that separated the sides, keeping the spoils in Sholing hands. But today, it is last chance saloon for the Stags in a win or bust clash with the Swans. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. I'm Doug Webber here at, well, a somewhat sunny Thornhill Park. The sun just breaking through the cloudy sky here in Gloucestershire. And, well, it's nearly time for game 36 of 36 in AFC Totten's Southern League Division 1 South campaign. And the task is very simple. We must get 3 points and hope one other result goes our way. Here mulling over the season's possible outcomes at the Thornhill Park ground is my co-commentator, Benjamin Rees. Good afternoon, Benj.
Afternoon, Doug. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm a lot more mobile than I was when we played Winchester.
I have noticed, yeah.
I'm not looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No, that's me.
look, it's just, we will come to the day's play today and what is riding on it, but we've had a nice journey up and it's looking like a good prospect for a game if you don't take into consideration everything else.
And there's a lot of other stuff, but yeah, last day of the season, so you know that both these sides are wanting to be, you know, finishing the regular league campaign on a high. Totten still have that outside shot of the playoffs for Slimbridge. They're kind of... I never say they're not playing for anything, because you're always playing for pride, you're playing for the shirt, you always want to impress, but you feel that there's certainly less at stake for the home side here.
Yeah, without a doubt. So to begin with, before we talk about today, let's have a little reflection on Monday's defeat.
Do we have to?
I think we do. After the game, we were able to have a little chat with Jimmy Ball, and here is a somewhat exasperated Jimmy Ball.
Yeah, very disappointing. Had our chances again, as we've created in every game, plenty of chances. Sucker punch of a goal, fell asleep for a minute, and you can't do that. You know, you got to keep your focus, you got to keep your concentration, and that's what happens. It was obviously a big game for them. There wasn't a lot in it, if I'm being totally honest, but just that one little bit of fall asleep and then someone crops up, we had our chances and didn't take them.
And you were forced into a few substitutions today. Did that kind of ruin the rhythm of the game for you?
No, I don't think so. You know, those things happen and lads have got to be ready to step in and take their chance. you know, they're disappointed enough when you don't pick them, and then they get a chance to go on early and prove you wrong. That's what I tell them. Go prove me wrong. Go make it so that I can never put you on the bench again. And you know, lads went on and did okay, but it was just all okay. There wasn't that little bit of extra, that little bit of want and desire to just drag it over the line any way they could. And, you know, and I'm not saying we didn't have a go, and I'm not saying they didn't work hard. They worked tremendously hard. But you've got to find a way in those moments. You've got to find that, dig that something from inside you to drag something over the line and make something happen. And we kind of didn't do that today.
That was Harrison Reed of AFC Tottenham TV asking the questions there, who's actually in bed with the flu at the moment. So best wishes to you, H. It's a shame you can't be here for the last league game of the season. Benj, I know you commentated on the game against Scholing. Was it simply that Tottenham didn't offer enough going forward?
It's weird because at no stage would you... in the first half, Scholing had periods, but you could tell that their main intent was to come and frustrate, to sit back and to play spoiler. And the Stags did much of the running. They created the overwhelming majority of chances, but maybe a lack of clinicity front and goal couldn't quite break down a resolute Scholing defence. And the Visitors had one chance in the second half. And full credit to Dan Mason because he finished it brilliantly.
Yeah, and it, you will see it at some point when the highlights go up, and it was an excellent finish. But it seems to be that there have been, towards the back end of the season, a few, themes. A lack of clinical finishing would be one of them.
Yeah, we've been outhoused a bit. I'm trying to keep that a bit more polite. But yeah, teams have feel like there's a blueprint to come and sit deep and frustrate and let us maybe lose our shape and pinch games on the counter, either, you know, in those periods when concentration can sometimes wane, you know, after goals, just before or out of half time, little bits like that.
So let's put Monday behind us. We don't want to remember that too long. And let's get straight down to business. The Stags need two results to go their way in order to secure a Southern League playoff position today. Benj, I know that you've been having a little look at the permutations. You've got the league table up in front of you there. Tell the people what needs to happen.
Well, priority number one, got to win today. If we don't win, it doesn't matter what happens elsewhere. We have to win to stand even a chance of getting that playoff spot. And then we have to, unfortunately, rely on old rivals Winchester City to do us a favour, because they're travelling to the Creek today to play Bristol Manor Farm. And anything other than a Winchester win will see Bristol Manor Farm in that last playoff spot.
Yeah, so we are, just to give you a rough idea of the table, level on games, of course, with 3 points behind Bristol Manor Farm, who are in fifth. Due to our much superior goal difference, it's not going to be possible for there to be a swing that great, but we will need to win this game, and they must lose. So Winchester must do us a favour.
And this is the frustrating thing. You look at the goal difference, you know, we're plus 44 for the season. Bristol Manor Farm are only plus 23, and you feel with a goal difference that well, you should be in a much better position than a team like that. But there's an art to winning those close contests that Tottenham haven't quite managed to pull off this season.
So I know that Benji will be keeping a very close eye on what is going on at the Creek. Not a huge amount of distance away from us in Bristol. So let's look ahead to this game here. Let's focus on what's going on here. We've got about 6 minutes until kickoff. The teams have recently gone back into the changing room, just making their last preparations. The subs still warming up for AFC Tottenham here on the pitch in a very, very quiet Thornhill Park.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking maybe it might have that last day of the season buzz, although, you know, maybe Slimbrook with quote-unquote nothing to play for. Maybe, yeah, can be difficult to get fans through turnstiles. And also, there's still a few minutes to kick off, so I do expect a lot of people to come flooding out of the clubhouse shortly.
Yeah, to be fair, the clubhouse has got many bottoms on seats, hasn't it?
I've not been in there, but I can see certainly that our board are just about emerging from there. So they're clearly making the most of the festivities, which is good.
And talking about festivities, that's a lovely segue. We need to send a message to Adam Lawrenson, our club kit man. It's his birthday today. He is years old.
Yep.
He didn't say, actually.
It's rude to ask a person's age. That's what I've That's what I've been told.
But if you could guess. No, we won't get into that. We won't get drawn into that.
Doesn't look a day over 21.
He will be very pleased when he listens back to this, because I know he's on important kitman duties as yet. And also a message to Kim Mitchell, who was planning to be here, but has been struck down by the dreaded CV coronavirus. So, Kim, if you are listening, which we hope you are, we are sending you all our best wishes.
I thought the dreaded CV was talking about your job application. I thought that was good. Sorry.
I tell you what, that's touched a nerve, and we will talk about that at halftime. Yeah. Off air, I think.
You know it's because I share exactly the same pain, Doug. You know it.
Oh, wow. That's brought tears to my eyes. But hey ho. Thanks for that one, Ben. That's going to leave
you're
long
welcome. In the middle. You're welcome.
I'm just seeing Tony Croft joining us in front of us here, having a little look at my notes. We might get a chat with him potentially if there's time at the end of the first half. He's walking away from the mic now all of a sudden. So let's have a little look at the team lineups for today. We'll start with Slimbridge, a 14-strong squad for them. In goal, they've got Lewis Adams. Then number 2, Jack Spark. Number 3, Myron Turner. Number 4, Michael Ford. Number 5, Ben Hands. Number 6, Joel White. Number 7, Jordan Yeo. Number 8 is Ben McLean. Number 9 is their captain, William Hawes, who is also their top scorer. We'll talk more about that in a second. Number 10 is Luke Smith. And number 11 is Adija Mbunga. On the bench, they've got Alex Shaw, Romaine Campbell and Jamie Martin. Now, your AFC Tottenham lineup, there's quite a few changes here. So we're not 100% sure how they're going to line up, but we'll do our best to give you as much of an input as possible. So in goal, continues is Amadeus Skriniars. Now we're expecting a back five of Pascal Kapugamu at right back, potentially. Well, no, we're not 100% sure. I think it might be a back three.
My guess is a back four.
Do you? Interesting. So let's go through the players. So number 2 is Pascal Kapugamu. Number 3 is Jordan Regay. Number 4 is Captain Adam Tomasso. Number 5 is Adi Olamiwa. Number 6 is Harry Medway. Number 7, returning to the team, is Isiaga Kaba. Number 8 is Lewis Waterfield. Number 9, Brett Williams. Number 10, Ethan Taylor. And number 11, Jake Adams. On the bench, we've got Shaq Gwengri, Jack Hoey, Nathan Hurst, Freddie Reed and Callum Bourne, which does mean there is a noticeable admission of Hisham Kassimu, top scorer this season. He would have been looking for his 30th goal in all competitions this season.
Yeah, still at least one more chance for him to get that with the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup final coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And you know how much he would love to sets good high tallies for himself and works hard to try and meet those, but he's not in the squad today, so you've got to try and make do in his absence. Good chance for Brett Williams to establish himself as the number 9 and lead the line today. And for Isiaga Kaba, I believe this is his full debut, his first start for the club.
I believe so. Yeah, he's made one substitute appearance and one appearance as an unused substitute, I believe. Look, Benj, it's a different lineup. As we've already discussed, there's a lot of debate on how they are actually going to shape up on the pitch. But there's a lot of attacking intent there, but also a lot of defensive resolve.
Yeah, I think it's going to be maybe an acknowledgement that it might have to be a little bit scrappy today at points. But as you say, there should be more than enough attacking creative talent on the pitch going forward. And yeah, again, with every game, it's a chance for players both established and those maybe on the more of the fringes of the starting 11 to really establish their thoughts in Jimmy Ball's mind for that cup final.
And I will say that Lewis Waterfield coming in, he did put in a couple of brilliant...
You've been very impressed with him since he's come back.
Since he came back from Lymington, I've been incredibly impressed with his performances, but he's been out of the squad, out of the team for the last two games. So he comes back in for this one in what could be a really crucial game if things go our way elsewhere.
It really could be. And I can hear Harry J. All-Stars Liquidator coming through the... system.
All of a sudden, I'm at Goodison Park.
Stamford Bridge, thank you very much.
No, Goodison Park is where it's... Bridge doesn't matter. So the teams are coming out now. We've got Slimbridge in their all-blue kit, which means that AFC Tottenham are in their change strip of their fluorescent yellow tops and socks with their black shorts. Amadeus Skriniar's in all purple with white arms and a grey goalkeeper kit. For the away goalkeeper, Lewis Adams.
Home goalkeeper,
Lewis Adams. So, Benj, just seeing that the cloud is starting to thicken up a bit, the sun's disappearing slightly, and potentially a little bit of moisture in the air here?
Yeah, it's certainly, when you think of some of the conditions we've played in this season, it's a lot better than, for example, Concord or that away game at Winchester. But yeah, not quite ideal conditions. It's a little bit clammy and cloying, and that can be quite tiring. But again, both sides will have to deal with it.
And seeing that flagpole almost being knocked out of its concrete.
Yeah, the breeze has stiffened slightly,
I think. It has, yeah. So it's not the warmest of days here, but it's still good conditions for some football as it stands. Just having a look on the Podbean, seeing, go well, boys. I've just crawled out of bed for the first time today. Harrison Reed, H, we are missing
there
you,
there must
mate.
Be some hangover. That is a joke. He's actually genuinely unwell.
Yeah, he would have been here on a hangover. He's spends half of his life on a hangover. But that's another story.
He's done it before. He'll do it again.
Also seeing Sally Reese saying, good luck to the team. Everything crossed. Yet same here. Kate and Ella saying a big happy birthday to Kitman Adam. Go Stags. So we are nearly ready to go here. Adam Tommaso just going through the proceedings in the middle for the toss. We will let you know which direction they are playing. Not that it matters a great deal when you're listening to the radio.
No, and especially when we're not at home, it's a lot harder to visualise for places where you only go once a season. Just another word there on Adam. 12 years, I think, he's been at the club now. And as you'd expect, the team still turned out immaculately, even though I must admit to not being the biggest fan of the safety yellow.
Yeah, no, fair point. And I think it's... just it's always difficult, as you've just kind of alluded to there, to kind of visualize a ground that you haven't been to. So give the people a little bit of a perspective of what you can see in front of you.
Yeah, so we're in kind of the stand here. It's about four rows of seating, reasonably wide, slightly left of the center line. There's a clubhouse down towards the left hand side by the entrance, and we've got the dugouts on the far side, where the VO systems are in place, ready to capture their film.
Another mention for our good friend Richard Matthews, who is using his sausage fingers to get the Twitter commentary going. So if you do want to read along, you can. We are underway here. Long ball played forward by Adi Olamiwa, looking for the head of Brett Williams. And it does look at like a back three at the moment, with Isiaga Kaba operating from a right wing-back role as it stands.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this develops as the game goes on. But you're right, that is how it looks to be at the moment, as Kaba has the ball at feet.
Yeah, just a little bit too far in front of Williams there. And it does go out for throw-in on the far side. So in this first half, the home side, Slimbridge, going against the wind, shooting from left to right in their all-blue kit, Tottenham in their fluorescent yellow, shooting from right to left.
This is a big opportunity for Isiaga Kaba, getting his first start in the side. The only player who's come into the club since Jimmy Ball's taken ownership of the managerial position.
And Kaba, a player that he holds in very high regard. And the ball's at the feet here of the goalkeeper for Slimbridge. Plays it short into midfield with Ben McLean. Good ball over to the far side there. And it will be Ben Hans getting an early touch on it. The big frame of Ben Hans cleared away by Olamiwa. It's just moving around in the air a little bit at the moment. Nobody able to get the ball down and control play at the moment. And it comes off the boot of Jordan Yeo, and it will be a Tottenham throw.
Yeah, I think Yeo was just trying to turn that one round the corner for a player making the run, but he could keep it in play. And I'm not sure there was a player there anyway.
Harry Medway with the throw. It's been headed off the back of Jake Adams' head, and it will be a Slimbridge throw no more than 5 yards in front of us.
Yeah, there was a little bit of worry because Jake Adams came off after half an hour, looked like a bit of a hit pointer in that game against Scholing, but good to see that he's fit and back in the starting lineup today.
Missed first header there by Medway, but Olamiwa were there to clear up at the back. Just ball being moved around here, and it will be a Tottenham throw. Jordan Regay on this left-hand side. And he likes that wing back role, doesn't he?
Yeah, it gives him a bit more license to roam forward, and that's often where he's at his best, using that pace to really drive at defences.
Excellent first touch there from Taylor, able to keep control of the ball from Regay's throw. Tommaso. Now, Olamiwa from about 5 yards inside his own half, and that's a great touch there.
Brilliant
by Taylor.
Touch.
Now an opportunity for Adams on the left. Plays in Taylor. Can Taylor get a cross in? I think it's bounced off the midriff of Taylor, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, you see what he's trying to do there? Whip the cross into the box. Brett Williams is lurking, and if he gets the cross off, then we know what a threat Brett can pose in the air. But on the other hand, if it gets deflected, it goes behind and Tottenham have the set piece from the corner. That time, got the deflection, but it just deflected back off Ethan Taylor before going out of play.
So it will be a goal kick, and it is quite, the pitch has got a bit of a slope from that goal away to our left down into the bottom right-hand corner as we look at
it. Ever so slightly, certainly compared to some of the pitches in the league.
And that ball is swirling around in the air. Good header there by Cabba. Good touch by Taylor, but it's just nipped away from him. And it's launched long, high into the Gloucester sky here. If you are joining us on Stags Radio, 3 minutes in, still goalless here between Slimbridge AFC and AFC Totten. Kapugamu ready to take this throw on the far side.
Yeah, it was deemed for a foul throw against Scholing at one point.
There was a little bit of a possibility that a foul throw could have been given against him there as well. But Taylor playing a lot at the moment in these early exchanges. Adams tries to find Williams, but it's headed away. And now Cabba really getting involved already. And does he have a point to prove, do you think? He's come over from Portsmouth, where he is a youth player there. Do you think he's got a point to prove?
I mean, I think every players always have a little bit of a point to prove. But yeah, especially as a young player, you know, you're sent out on, you know, to a different club, slightly lower down the pyramids to, you know, try and get a lot of football and make a name for yourself there. And yeah, you always, you know, you've got a little bit of that chip on your shoulder about, I deserve to be at a higher level than this and I want to show it. And while I'm here, you know, try and lift up the rest of the players with me as well, as that throw is just going to drift behind for the goal kick.
Yeah, it was a bit long, and they're going to have to be careful of that with the wind behind them in this first half. Our AFC Totten having a little look at Slimbridge. They're currently 12th in the Southern League Division 1 South, and excluding the curtailed seasons, that would be their highest finish in the football pyramid ever, or joint highest.
Yeah, and there was a period for probably about January when they were in real relegation trouble, but they had a brilliant month of a brilliant February, were unbeaten in 5 games, 3 wins and 2 draws, and that really secured their survival, and they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, and of course they did get the 3-0 victory over us at the Snows earlier in the season. They recently beat Scholing 3-0 as well. A goal on that day for William Hawes, the captain, who is their top scorer this season with 16 goals in the league. Free kick given away there by AFC Totten.
Yeah, Jake Adams just rolling the ball a little bit there, just trying to stop them from taking it quickly. The referee with a big shout of leave it.
Yeah, and a finger, a little wagged finger there, which we like to see.
None of that.
A long ball played forward, and Skriniars comes out and collects it with ease. We do apologise if there's a slight little buzz on the feed for you. We think one of our cables might be a bit whack.
I'd forgotten about it until you mentioned it.
Sorry, now you won't be able to hear it at all. You won't be able to hear anything but it. Regay cuts inside, now finds Waterfield, who's got a little bit of space. Cabba was a little bit exposed there, so he's just found Kapugamu. Back to Waterfield in the middle of the Slimbridge half, finds Williams. Now Taylor, can he get a shooting opportunity? He can't. Waterfield clears it up though. Williams finds Kapugamu. Good interplay this from Totten. Taylor trying to do a Cruyff turn into danger there, and it's cleared away by Slimbridge. And now Mbunga is going to be able to collect it on the far side. Shapes up against Adeola Mira, beats him for pace, cuts inside and finds his teammate. But Totten have got strength in numbers now. They've gotten back behind the ball there.
Yeah, that was a really nice period of play. They just, again, took maybe a little bit of time, deliberation with some of the passes, and gave the Slimbridge defence a chance to get back into position, and Totten couldn't pick their way through.
Yeah, nearly an opportunity there to come away with the ball for Waterfield and Williams, but not able to keep control of it. Also, a nice mention for Craig Hobbs, who's made the away trip over on the far side by the AFC Totten flags and giving us a nice cheery wave. He'll be snapping some photos throughout this game. Also got Ian Willis, who does a little bit of behind the goal filming for us. He's always got his camera at the ready.
Yeah, and our programme editor, although all our programmes are done for this season, Ben Rocky Adams sitting to my right as well.
I was going to make a special mention for him in a bit, but don't worry, it's fine, you've done it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Synergy. Adams turns back now, and now looking for a ball forward. Can he find Cabba? Cabba's turn of pace, not quite enough to collect that ball, and it will be a throw-in down by the far corner flag.
Yeah, nice idea there. This is one of the advantages of when you play those wing-backs, is you really use the full pitch laterally, stretch it from touchline to touchline, and what that gives you the advantage of is, you know, the defenders, often, especially if it's a back four, they don't quite cover that ground as well. You've got that width to use for that full overlapping run from the wing back to set that diagonal through behind the defensive fullback.
Harrison Reed saying, I can't hear any buzzing. Well, that's good news because it's irritating me. It's like a mosquito in my ear. But this is an opportunity here now for the home side. Coming forward with Yeo. Comes out onto the right-hand side, plays the ball into the box, looking for Mbunga, and it's just run away from him. Can he keep it in play? Looks like he will be able to. Olamiwa has to go out and collect that ball. There's a chance for Hawes here. Can he get a shot away? Thinks better of it. Sets up a shot here, and it's just bobbling around, and it's cleared high away there by Adam Tomasso, but that's a let-off for AFC Totten.
Yeah, good attack at pace there from Slimbridge on the counter. Totten got, to their credit, they did get bodies back, so by the time the ball was finally whipped into the box by Mbunga, Kapugamu got a block in. There are other players there as well. And it's really difficult to get a shot through all that traffic.
Oh, and we've got a goal at Winchester. And it's Craig Feeney. Craig Feeney has made it 1-0 for Winchester, which, well, if it stays that way, Craig Feeney will be doing us a massive favour.
Only if we win. Only if we win, Doug.
Only if we win. But, of course, it is still 0-0 here. Got 9 minutes gone here. At Thornhill Park, still Slimbridge 0, AFC Totten 0.
There is another goal to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South. And Scholing, who are locked in 7th spot here, have taken a 1-0 lead at home to Barnstaple Town.
Thank you very much, Benj. Apparently it's a bullet header, according to Harrison Reed, from Craig Feeney. Not what he's known for. Not the tallest player on any pitch, but we will take them any which way and keep going, Fiends. Do us a favour here. Harry Medway clips the ball forward, looking for Regay. Good first touch. Now finds Taylor. Goes back to back with his opposition, opposite number here. And now Waterfield launches it long, looking for Cabba, but it's headed away. But Tommaso there is sweeping up as he always does. Puts his body in the way and gives the ball to Cabba. Now Cabba looks around the corner for Ethan Taylor. Out on the far side. Thought the ball had gone out of play there, but nothing given. I wonder whether Taylor was just hoping for a bit more support there.
Yeah, it feels like a few times they've got Taylor backing into other players. And while he's tried to bring the ball under control, the kind of the taller defenders are using those long limbs to get their legs around and nick the ball away.
Cleared away, and it will be a Slimbridge throw. And that breeze is picking up a little bit. It does feel like the trees are starting to swirl slightly.
Tell you what, Harrison Reed's doing a good job of making himself involved in the broadcast, even though he's not here. Apparently, the Bristol Manor farm keeper's picked up a yellow card.
Oh, interesting developments there at the creek, but a long way to go. Still got 80 minutes of football to go. There's the clarification on the Southern League website of that goal for Craig Feeney. Not that we didn't trust Harrison Reed.
I mean, I didn't.
Oh, fair enough.
No, we joke.
And also probably the game with the least riding on it, Highworth have taken a 1-goal lead at home to Willand.
Yeah, both of those teams nestling comfortably in mid-table, which is a solid season for them.
Olamiwa can't get that ball away, and it's found its way to Mbunga. I thought it was going to be quite convincing football there by Slimbridge, but it's deflected away and Totten have won this ball back. Waterfield looking for his options, plays in Cabba, two men forward here. Williams is at the back post, but it's just behind him, and it's a good dummy there. Can Regay shoot? He can, and it's low to the keeper's right hand side, and it's palmed away, and they kept it in play, and it's cleared long by Slimbridge, but they've won it back through Lewis Waterfield. Good football there. Finds Adams tries to flick the cute balls forward for Williams. And it's just gone through to the goalkeeper's hands. But first real chance of the game.
Yeah, there's Cabba again using that whip down the right-hand side. He had Williams in the area, Adams on the edge. Tried the cutback to Williams, was a little bit behind him. Williams tried to get in there as well.
And there's a chance here. Oh, it'd come off a defender's head. And Williams was chasing down the lost cause. And a player's gone down a little bit heavily there under the pressure of Brett Williams.
I think that's Jack Spark.
Yeah, I think it is Jack Spark. He's in a bit of a... In a bit of a hummock, is the
a what? Spit,
a bit of a hummock. Not heard that one.
Never. Oh, it's
probably a Norfolk term. You know the thing that a mole makes?
What, a hill?
A hummock.
Never heard that before.
I tell you what, Ben Rocky Adams is looking at me confused as well. Maybe it's me that's got it wrong. Either way, he's back on his feet. And no, Richard Matthews, I have not been drinking. I'm driving.
I hope not. You're driving.
I'm driving, yeah.
I was going to say on the previous chance, yeah, the ball, behind Jake Adams. Brett Williams thought about getting there, and I think maybe he just saw Regay, so he dummied the ball, had the opportunity, and tried to plant it low to the keeper's right into that bottom corner. But full credit to the keeper, because he's made a really smart save.
You weren't wrong. The turnstiles have been going, and the clubhouse has emptied. So there are a few more out here watching this game. Nobody's sheltering away from the little spits of rain.
I didn't even know there were any.
I just saw a few over there, but it might have stopped now. Free kick given there to AFC Totten. Harry Medway gives the ball to Waterfield. Good control from Waterfield. Finds Taylor, who's coming deeper to collect that ball. Now a launched ball out to Cabba, testing that first touch, and it's immaculate. Gives it inside to Adams. Waterfield coming forward now, looking for the ball through to Taylor, who was in a little bit of space, but it's just found the defender. And Hawes comes back and collects that ball, and Slimbridge come away with it.
Yeah, Hawes not the tallest figure, but he's quite solidly built and not afraid to get involved in challenges.
Adams, the goalkeeper for the home side, clears it away. It comes off the top of Regay's head and it falls to Hawes. Yeah, Hawes with the ball forward here.
They're not afraid to play the ball back to the goalkeeper, are they?
No, not at all. And Olamiwa now with that ball round the corner. I think that's just going to run out of play. And Williams just stops his run, not going to waste his energy.
Maybe needed a little bit more backspin on it.
Yeah, he needed more of a sand wedge rather than his like 7-iron. That's lost on you, isn't it?
No, I know golf.
I know golf.
Manny Roper has scored for Highworth Town. He's put that, so that was the goal that you mentioned, but the one up against Willand.
There's a loose touch there, and now Regay has a bit of space. Can he find an option in front of him? He finds Adams. A little bit bobbly ball into him, but it's well controlled by Adams. Regay with the ball looking around the corner. It's flicked away, and now it comes away, but only as far as Waterfield. Heads it into the path of Taylor. Back to Waterfield. Waterfield has the shot from distance and it's gone a long way over and wide. But
He had a go. And, you know, he's trying to see if they can put the pressure onto the keeper. Still about 15 minutes through this game, but just couldn't find the target on that occasion.
Just seeing that Bristol Manor Farm are having chances. Thank you, Harrison Reed, for the update there. That's good numbers on the Podbean this afternoon, but let's get that higher. Come on, it's the last game of the season. Get it shared, get it liked.
Well, hopefully it's not the last game of the season.
Well, last game of the league season, I should say.
Last game of the regular league season.
Regular season. Oh, I will keep the American accent in the locker for the rest of the game.
Oh, is that what that was?
Apparently. I like to see that actually outside of the dugout, they've got a wooden bench for both sides, and the management team for both teams are sitting on a wooden park bench.
Yeah, they keep the players in the traditional dugouts, and then the management side sit on the bench. It's quite quaint.
Good chested control there by Medway, but his long ball can't find Cabba, and that ball's just going to roll out of play, and Kapugamu will take the throw, looking for Cabba. Comes back to Kapugamu, now with Waterfield. Waterfield really looking to pull these strings early on in this game. As you said, just over 15 minutes gone here. Now Kapugamu coming forward, beats one man, finds Regay. Inside to Taylor. Can Taylor get a shot away? It's blocked brilliantly there. Back to Kapugamu. Now looking for his options again. Finds Cabba on the right-hand side. Shapes up against his opposite number, but it's cleared away there. And Hawes can collect that ball. And it was just nipped away from him by Michael Ford. Will be a Totten throw on the far side. Not quite working out for Totten in the attacking areas as yet. Just seeing that Trev JL is listening from Murcia in Spain this week.
I thought Murcia was in Rails.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Makes me feel a bit sick, that one. Been great to be able to listen to hear these games when I'm not being able to make it. Roll on next season. Well, thank you very much for that comment. That's very kind.
And I do hope that the weather in Murcia is a lot better than it is here.
Yes, it's a little bit chilly, a little bit windy. Oh, and there's a loose header back there from Olamiwa. And Hawes has tested Skriniar's and it's had to be cleared there by Harry Medway. It's come out of absolutely nothing. Adams with a chance now to play in Taylor. Williams is there at the back post if he can be found. Oh, and it's just come off the defender there. I think it was Joel White, and it will be a corner ball.
Very dangerous there because that header back from Olamiwa was undersold. Let Hawes in. He snapped a shot away.
I think it was holding up in the wind.
It might well have done, but then rather than rest on their laurels, got the ball down the pitch quickly, tried to hit them on the counter with pace and verve in attack, and they succeeded in winning the corner.
So it's going to be Adams to take it on this near side, down to the left-hand side as we look here, right in front of the clubhouse. Played into the box here. Is there anyone there? No, it's just headed away. But Waterfield is on the edge, tries to trap the ball, but can't.
Yeah, I thought he was originally looking up to line it on the volley, but it bounced too high for him.
So it will give Slimbridge an opportunity to come away. The Swans v the Stags. So all the animals here.
Well, two of them.
All animals here.
All the animals.
All animals.
So it's a veritable menagerie.
It is. I'm not gonna repeat what Tony Croft just said about us.
Something about we're like little and large, or
no. Worse. We'll leave it till I'll tell you at halftime.
Tweedledum and Tweedledum.
Yeah. So that loose pass there from Hans just goes straight out. Can't find Mbunga, and it will be a throw-in. Kapukamu goes to collect that ball.
I would like to point out the invitation to him is always open if he wants to join us.
Who? Tony Croft?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, bark worse than his bite. It's strange.
Yeah. He's saying that the best listening figures were when he co-commentated.
Don't know about that one, Chief.
No. So it will be a throw. Still waiting for this throw to be taken. Kapugamu plays it back to Skriniars. Not had a great deal to do, but when he has had something to do, he's done brilliantly.
He's made the saves, and that's all you can ask for.
Jorna Gray coming forward now. Thought he was going to find Adams, but just gives it back to Medway. Medway gets his head up. Now he's coming forward a bit. Finds Adams. Plays it inside to Taylor. This is good ball over the top to Adams. And Medway has continued his run. Adams is a little bit isolated. Finds the ball inside. It's going to find Medway. Can Medway get a shot away? He can't. And he just kicks the foot there of Jordan Yeo. I think it was just a loose touch. I think it was a loose touch there, but he's just lashed the foot of Yeo, but there was nothing malicious in it at all.
No, he was trying to, maybe there was an opportunity for it on his right foot, but he tried to shift it over to his favoured left. And by that point, Yeo's foot was already in the way.
I know we've mentioned it already, but just another mention to Kim Mitchell, recovering from COVID-19, was going to be here, but not able to travel, doing the safe thing, which we appreciate. But look, we are gutted you can't be here, but we're glad you're listening to Stags Radio.
Yeah, 20 minutes through the game, still 0-0. Both sides have had their chances. It's going to be an offside flag there against Mbunga. You'd say probably the Stags look the more threatening side, but it's not been all one way.
No, they look more lively going forward, and Cabba's just let the ball run out of play there. He clearly didn't agree with the assistant referee's decision there, but it was given against him, and Totten have the ball.
Yeah, Taylor just tracked back a little bit there to take advantage of Slimbridge, taking the throw in quickly to pinch the ball away.
We'll have a mention for the officials in a minute, but Jordan Regay is launching himself forward here. Finds the ball inside to Taylor, and Taylor to Kapugamu. Kapugamu looking for options, now plays in Cabba. There's an opportunity here. Waterfield is out deep. Can he find him? He can. Oh, it's just a little bit high. Finds Taylor. Oh, what a save! And Williams lashes it into the box, but it is offside. What an effort there by Taylor on the side swipe.
Yeah, still the best. I think that's the best chance we've had so far. Brilliant ball from Kapugamu. Thread it through that channel for Cabba making the run. Thought he could have put the ball in first time, but he took the touch, went behind Williams, couldn't quite get it in. Fell for Waterfield, thought he might take the shot, somebody said. Shifted over to Taylor. Fizzed one towards the bottom corner. Well saved by the home goalie. Brett Williams was there to turn in the rebound, but unfortunately, from an offside position.
But as a good save low to his side for Lewis Adams. And now Jake Adams, his namesake, is chasing this ball down. I think this is going to bounce out of play and it will be a Totten throw. No, it's staying up in the air. And Adams with a little push there. Can't quite see because there are some people in our way. And I think it has gone out of play now. And I think it's a throw-in that's been given rather than a free kick.
Although the fact that the goalkeeper's come all the way over.
Yeah, I think it's a throw by the looks. Yeah,
it will be taken by Jack Spark. Signal from the referee.
And the referee, as we said, we will mention him. It's Ollie Taylor, his assistants are Jake Woolley and Michael Pope. always like to give them a mention because it's a thankless task, isn't it, being a match official?
It is indeed, and there are no more goals to tell you about in the league at the moment. But Harrison is pointing out that hummock is a lump or ridge in an ice field.
Oh. Oh, well, it's not quite an ice field, but we'll take it. Thank
Depends
you very much.
How cold it is.
Thank you. He's doing the Susie Dent roll. Yeah, so we're on the countdown to half time. 22 minutes left.
We are in the second half of this first half.
Yeah, well.
Right. Stags coming forward with a little bit more purpose now.
Did you not like the countdown?
Oh, I heard it. I acknowledged it.
You ignored it.
Yes, correctly.
Big Ron, a mention for us, saying, a great job, lads, and don't listen to Crofty.
Wise advice.
Yeah, I think that is wise advice. We rarely listen to Tony Croft, if I'm honest. No, it's Big Ron just saying, don't listen to Tony Croft. So it will be a free kick. Lash long there by Olamiwa. Comes off Medway and it will be a Slimbridge throw. On the far side. Tell you what, with that chance, it's created a hive of activity in the hands of Richard Matthews. There's almost smoke coming off the tablet there.
Yeah, it's just look at him beavering away over there.
I know. He's got cramp in his fingers, but
he's been out of practice. It's the end of a long season. You see it happen.
Ball over the top here. Hawes is chasing it down. Medway's there, and he just tucks it out of play.
Smart.
No nonsense. Yeah,
that is the smart thing to do because it's always difficult when you're running towards your own goal. High ball over the top. He's got the position, but rather than concede possession away cheaply, put the ball out of play and give a chance to recover.
Look at the endeavour there from Lewis Waterfield to get that ball back. Can't quite collect it, and it's played out of play by Luke Smith, and it will be a Totten throw. Regays come deeper to collect it. So 20 minutes remaining in this first half here. Totten with the best chances, but still goalless. Now Taylor's driving through here. Can he beat the player? He can. Can he keep control of it, though? Can he get a shot away? Taylor's still there. Finds Williams, and he puts it in. Brett Williams gives Totten the lead with just 20 minutes remaining of this first half. It's Slimbridge 0, AFC Totten 1.
And that's what we needed, just a ball through. I thought that it was going to be intercepted, but it just span away over the head of the defender. And credit to Ethan Taylor, because he did not let up. He got his body in the way, took it slightly out wide, hands slid in desperately to try and win the ball, but he didn't get there. And Taylor had the opportunity to shoot from a narrow angle, but he got his head up, did the very smart and unselfish thing, put it back to Brett Williams in the 6-yard area. Just a defender scrambling back in position. But really, from that range, Brett Williams couldn't miss. Nets his first league goal for the Stags for a long while and has put us 1-0 up here.
Well. We're not going to say the fateful words, but Totten do have the lead here and Winchester have the lead at the Creek as it stands.
As it stands.
Jack Spark gives the ball back to his goalkeeper, and that's good football there by McLean. It's almost livened up the Swans here. Yeah. That's a loose pass there, and Kapugmu also with a loose touch. And now Slimbridge are back on the attack.
Yeah, you like the fact that when he doesn't want to just sit on the ball, as soon as he's got it, he wants to drive forward, find an attacking pass, hit Slimbridge while they're trying to recover. But sometimes, what's the phrase? Patience is a virtue.
Patience is a virtue.
It's one of them.
And that wasn't particularly patient there by Hawes. Looks to get the shot away and he puts it a long way over the bar. So Skriniars gives it out to Kapugamu. Finds Kaba. Kaba inside to Kapugamu. Kapugamu is really driving forward here and he's found Kaba. Buoyant are the Stags at the moment. Kaba looking to get into the box and it's just nipped away from his toe. And it will be a Totten throw, but that's much better play from AFC Totten.
Kapugamu and Kaba have got a really nice link-up going on down that right-hand side.
Can see that Bimmer says, well done. And Sally Reese saying, yay. And we're not going to read what you said, Harrison Reed, because we don't attempt fate.
Even though you've already said it.
Well, I've said what the current scores are. I've not said anything more. Isiaga Kaba gives it to Waterfield. Now Taylor looks for the shot and it's bobbled into the chest of the goalkeeper, Lewis Adams. but he saved it at the second grasp.
Yeah, got the long barrier to put his body behind the ball, and it's one of those awkward ones where it bounces just in front of you and it makes it difficult to gather. But because it was taken from quite a way out, there was no one there ready to pounce on the rebound.
Free kick given away there, about 2 yards inside the Slimbridge half. Tommaso just coming through the back slightly on Michael Ford.
There is another goal to tell you about at the top of the table. And Jonathan Davis has put Froome Town 1-0 up at Lymington Town.
Yeah, almost the story that we haven't, it's gone under the radar. We haven't mentioned that, of course, three teams are currently in the fight.
Just for two. I've did my numbers wrong.
Did you do your numbers wrong?
Did my numbers wrong.
You did your numbers wrong. So only two teams in the fight for the title here.
Yeah, Parkway are in the, Plymouth Parkway are at the top of the table on 78 points. Froome Town are behind them on 75.
I do apologise.
And Cirencester on 74. So the title will be going to Bolitho Park today unless Parkway lose and Froome Town win and they can overturn an 8-goal difference.
Yeah, it's unlikely as Regay comes inside here.
Really amazing run here.
Yeah, great run. Finds Taylor. Taylor shapes up to find a ball forward but can't do it. And now Regay with a good turn there. And it's Regay here. Here's a shot. And it's into the bottom right-hand corner. And Jordan Regay gives Totten a 2-goal lead here at Thornhill Park. It's Slimbridge AFC 0, AFC Totten 2.
Brilliant goal there. Jordan Regay driving forward, not staying on his left-hand side, drifting in central, linking up a bit with Ethan Taylor going forward. He and Brett Williams, I thought maybe they were going to get into a little bit of a tangle on the edge of the box, but actually it was a really unselfish little back heel to flick through Jordan Regay, and he set his sights on the bottom corner, and he drilled it past Adams. Nothing he could do, and the Stags have doubled their advantage.
Yes, they have. 2-goal lead for AFC Totten here. It's looking much better than it did at the start of the day.
Again, we're doing what we need to do at the moment, which is taking care of the 3 points here as Cabba tries to win a header, but it won't quite go to Brett Williams.
And he wins this header, though, and Williams is through. Can he shoot? He plays it across to Adams, and Adams skies it, but Brett Williams with a wry smile. He should have had the shot on goal there.
No, I think he did the right thing sending it back to Adams. It would have been tempting for him to fist the shot on, but got his head up, saw Jake Adams was there. The ball was a little bit behind him, and with his unfavoured right foot, slightly off balance, couldn't keep his effort down. But again, that's come from Totten not letting the Slimbridge defence get out easy. Cabba running some good headers really high up the pitch. I've been impressed with his output today.
Yeah, very much so. And just having a little look at the stats, that is the sixth goal of the season for Jordan Regay. In a season where he's only scored, this is only his second league goal of the season for Jordan Regay, but
where was his other one? I'm trying to do thinking in my head.
Let me find out for you,
which
my
is generally where you do thinking.
That's very true. I will find out for you. His other league goal came against Cinderford Town.
It didn't. Oh,
is that Cinderford? I will double check. I think it came against Cinderford.
I could believe that.
Yes, it did. Cinderford Town.
Cabell with a rare loose touch on that far touchline. Is going to give Slimbridge a throw.
Oh, sun's come out. The sun is shining on the Stags in more ways than one.
Going to unzip my jacket a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're not going for the gilet today.
No.
Well, you have got the gilet, but
it's not on at the moment.
I'm layered up.
I see Kev is returning to the stand with a couple of glasses.
Oh, yeah, they've got some things in those glasses, haven't they?
Yes, some fizzy beverages.
Yes. Adi Olamiwa having to do some work here, find Skriniars, and there's a little bit of a scuffed clearance here. But Tommaso clears up that danger and finds Adams.
Well.
Yeah, he's excellent in those scenarios, isn't he, Benj?
It's exactly what he's designed to do. Break things up in the base of midfield and get the ball away from danger and transition it into attack.
It's a really interesting kind of arrangement that Jimmy Ball has instilled here at AFC Totten, because it's a really mobile midfield, isn't it? Very flexible.
Yeah, Brett Williams is leading the line, and then Taylor and Adams are taking turns to drop deeper. Jordan Regay is drifting in a little bit more from the left, whereas Cabra is staying pretty strictly towards that right-hand touchline. So just giving the fullback slightly different jobs to do.
And that's a clever run there by Williams. Was there to cut out any pass back, so didn't give them the option there as Harry Medway heads it out of play, and it was about a metre away from our kit.
Yeah, well fielded by a gentleman sitting at the front of the stand.
Referee's just going to have a check of that football. I think it's fine. Players are saying that they don't want the ball, so it's going to be changed.
Yeah, one of those where it would have been fine to continue, but because they already had another ball waiting, might as well just make the switch.
And Lewis Adams just lashes it into the trees, the other ball.
Provides a nice natural barrier, doesn't it, on that far exactly. side?
Medway wins the header from the throw. It's up in the air here, and it's just a bit of head tennis. But it's brought down there by Mbunga. Plays it back, just evades Brett Williams. And it's now at the feet of the centre-half for Slimbridge. Ben Hands. And it's gone out to the far side with Myron Turner, who's down on that left-hand side. But Isiaga Kaba does brilliantly to win a throw down in that corner. Really doing his defensive dirty work.
Yeah, not just getting the ball out of danger, but getting it on... Getting the deflection on the way through. I see you've made a face because of the updates at Bristol Manor Farm.
Yeah, thanks, Harrison Reed. You've been putting my nerves on edge so far. Owen Howe apparently has shot just wide for Bristol Manor Farm. A real thorn in our side has Owen Howe this season.
I'd rather not talk about him. To be honest, getting flashbacks.
That header from Adams has found Williams, but there's a little forearm in the head there of Williams. He's just holding his jaw slightly, I think.
Yeah, nothing malicious, to be honest, just a flailing arm.
Yeah, so it will be a free kick here, just inside the centre circle in the Slimbridge half for AFC Tottenham, played short by Tommaso to Kapugamu. Now out to Kaba on that far side. Bit of a loose touch, but keeps hold of it. Under some heavy pressure there from Myron Turner. And we're just hearing that Kai Simpson has equal... Oh, was it Kai Simpson? Yeah, he's equalised for Bristol Manor Farm. So it's one each at the creek as it stands. So our result at the moment will not mean anything, but we can't take anything for granted. Just got to play the football that's in front of you. Williams chasing down that ball. But it does change things. Olamiwa collects that ball, and it's a good composed turn inside to find Harry Medway, who now clips it long, and it's a bit too long for Williams, and it will be a throw.
Yeah, that goal at the moment puts Bristol Manor Farm slightly in front of us, but again, got to focus on what we can do here. Other goals around the league: Callum McGee-Parsons put Highworth Town 2-0 up at home to Willand Rovers, and Callum Hall has scored for Plymouth Parkway to give them a 1-0 lead at home to Cinderford. At the moment, guarantees that they will win this season's title.
And in the first step that they've been on at this level of English football, that's going to be seen as a massive success for Plymouth Parkway.
And well, it should, especially because, you know, after the first half of the season, they were floundering in mid-table a little bit, had plenty of games in hand, which is, you know, never necessarily a situation you want to be in because you've got to play a lot of games in quick succession. But the fact that a lot of those games were at home, those teams having to make a long journey down to Plymouth.
Chance here for Slimbridge. Shot is away and it's deflected, but Skriniars collects it. And quite theatrically.
Just hearing the winning raffle ticket, I think, being announced over at the stadium.
I wasn't sure whether it was the attendance or the raffle ticket.
Oh, it could also be the attendance.
No, I think it is the raffle because there are a few numbers being read. So...
Did you buy a ticket?
No, I didn't.
No, I forgot to.
We were too busy setting up this equipment. Kapugamu looking for the ball forward for Taylor. Just a few hands in the air there by Taylor, looking for something to feet rather than in front of him. Adams gives it back to Spark. Spark trying to get, a spark from his team, you could say. Adams with the ball long and finds the head of Olamiwa. It's cleared away by Kapugamu, but Williams wins it back. And now Kapugamu just bouncing around in midfield. Sometimes quite difficult because it's moving around at such pace.
Yeah, sometimes it just needs someone to just sit on the ball for a little bit, obviously metaphorically rather than literally. Just get a decent spell of possession. Let the game settle down again. It's going to be played back to the goalkeeper Adams here. Williams will apply a little bit of pressure on the kick out.
Yeah, forces him to play it with his weak foot. Now... Olamiwa finds Kaba, but Kaba loses it. And a free kick's given against him.
Yeah, Cabell was trying to turn it around the corner there for Olamiwa, who was advancing forward from central defence. But yeah, it was cut out. And then in an endeavour to win the ball back, Cabell's been penalised for the foul.
So, played across here from Slimbridge, looking for the big diagonal ball, but it only finds Regay. Now Adams into the feet of Waterfield and back to Regay. Tommaso finds Regay, just moving the ball around in their own half are the Stags. Back to Tommaso, just looking for a little ounce of space here for Regay. Now finds Kapugamu, met by Mbunga. Finds Kaba. Looks for the back heel, does Kaba, but he's lost that ball. It's given away to Turner. Just a little bit lax there.
Yeah, again, he's trying the maybe confidence boost a little bit, trying to be a little bit more intricate. Hasn't quite paid off so far.
And at 2-0, you just never know, do you? You have to make sure that you're keeping your focus right the way through a game.
I've been
at
told
this level.
Through years of watching football, but it's a dangerous score.
It is indeed. Adams tries the ball round the corner for Jordan Regay, but it is cleared away to the feet of Medway. Medway finds Regay, who's been very busy in this first half. Nice cute little touch there by Adam Tommaso, allows it to roll through to Olamiwa. And he's really pulling those strings from deep, isn't he?
Yeah, trying to orchestrate things from midfield.
Beautiful, that is. That's painting a picture, that is. Adams, just in front of us, about 10 yards in front of us, about 5 yards inside the pitch limits. Back to Olamiwa, and they're just trying to just eat up a few minutes of this first half. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, where have you been? AFC Totten are 2-0 up. Goals from Brett Williams and Regay. 2 goals in 4 minutes have given them a 2-goal lead here at Thornhill Park. If you are listening on Stags Radio, please do share this to any social media platform that you have. Even if you've got a Bebo account, it doesn't matter. Wherever you've got your social media.
Yeah, and the confirmation of that Kai Simpson goal for Bristol Manor Farm has now reached the Southern League video printer.
Kaba with a high ball there. It's going to test the hands of Adams. No. Straight into the bread basket. Caught, and it will cause no danger there.
No, again, just trying to see if, while the Slimbridge defence is trying to play out, he can clip one over the top.
Not been on the greatest run of form, have Slimbridge. Only 1 win in 8 games.
That win coming against our rival Scholing.
You'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Three draws in that time as well, but four defeats. So not the best lead into the end of the season, I guess.
No, and struggling to find the net in their last 5 games. They scored the 3 against Scholing, but otherwise, in the other 4, they found the net just once.
And this is an opportunity here for Hawes. Can he get a shot on goal? He cuts back, and it's a good save there by Skriniars. Didn't test Skriniars enough. A little bit of a limp there from Skriniars. I think he just went down a little bit awkwardly, but it's cleared away by Olamiwa. I'm not sure whether it went for a corner. It looks like it is going to be a corner ball.
Yeah, did really well there, because while Harry Medway is retreating back, uses his momentum against him to cut it back, get a shot away, tried to beat Ahmad at the near post, and actually he had more goals away, Matt. Really solid save, but you should be working the keeper a bit more from there, I think.
And I think he would have been better off shooting from the first opportunity. I think he had a bit more space, but we shall see. Here comes the corner from this right-hand side. It's a powerful one, and it's gone all the way in. I think it might have been headed in by Mbunga, but whether it went all the way in or not doesn't matter. And Slimbridge, out of nothing, have scored. I'm going to give it to Mbunga, I think.
Yeah, absolutely out of nothing. The corner came in. Skriniars was tussling for space on the goal line, trying to get his way through, find his way through the pack. Managed to get his way to the front, and then the ball just went over his head, and it nestled right in the far corner. As you say, I'm not sure whether Mbunga got a flick on it in the end. I'm sure that he'll claim it.
Yeah.
And Slimbridge, after the Stags, looking in cruise control, a really sloppy goal to concede.
And it has all come from that attacking play from Hawes there. Their top scorer this season, 16 goals in all sorry, 16 goals in the league. I beg your pardon. Now it's played forward by Medway. Finds Kaba. Bit of a loose first touch, and it's just gone under his studs, and it will go out for a throw.
Yeah, need to keep your head up. See if you can find, because other opportunities will come.
So, 3 minutes to go here in the first half, live on Stags Radio. It's Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC Totten 2. And now there's an opportunity for McLean. Plays in Mbunga. Couple of players over here for Slimbridge. If they can get the ball into the box, it's good defence there by teamwork from Regay and from Kapugamu. Just trying to shut out the opportunity, but Mbunga now plays the ball across the box and it's going to roll out for a corner ball to Slimbridge, really ending this first half in the best way.
Well, where has this come from for Slimbridge?
And it's played short here. Yeo with the ball into the box. There's a player at the back there, but it's headed just wide by Luke Smith and he lamps the advertising board there. Absolutely lashes it. And you can tell the frustration there.
Yeah, he's backpedaling and it's difficult in those situations to try and generate the power to get the effort on goal to really test the keeper. Didn't have the accuracy either. But maybe Slimbridge will feel like if we can put these dangerous balls into the box, they're a little bit lost at sea underneath them. There is another goal to tell you about as well. Ashley Edenborough has scored for Highworth Town to give them a 3-0 lead. And actually, the goal has been credited to Ben Hands.
It has been. So, interesting. I might just... Are you saying it's gone? Yeah, they have given it to Ben Hands. So, presumably, it went all the way in and Mbunga didn't get a touch on it. Now, Kapugamu with the ball just outside his own box.
Well, that is even more frustrating for the Totten defence.
Now, Adam's chasing it, but it's bounced on the line and it's gone out of play. And just a little bit of... It's just changed the atmosphere slightly, hasn't it?
It has indeed, but I'd say for 40 minutes, Totten were absolutely cruising, and all of a sudden they look a little bit like they've just been clipped around the jaw, and they're on their feet a little bit now.
Nice little boxing reference with the Battle of Britain that's going on tonight. I like that. Olamiwa wins that header with a yelp, puts every ounce and sinew of his body into it. Williams tries to collect that ball, but it's just flicked off his head and it will roll through to Lewis Adams.
Yeah, just waiting for any indication of how much injury time we might see at the end of this first half, because three goals might have a little bit added on.
Adams clears it long. And a little push in the back there by Medway, but nothing given. Now Tommaso finds Adams. Adams can't control it, but he now does. And he's able to keep it in play, looking for his options. He's got Regain behind him. Adams cuts inside, though. Now finds Taylor. Can Taylor get a shot away? He can't, but he finds Adams. He's in the box. Out to Regay. Shapes up against Yeo. Gets the ball into the box. Finds Williams. Can Williams get a shot away? He turns. He twists. And nearly finds Cabba, but it just gets caught under his feet and goes out for a goal kick. But another opportunity for AFC Totten.
Yeah, just struggling to pick their way through a really crowded penalty area there. And never really got a good sight through of goal. But a really threatening attack there. That's much better from the Stags after Slimbridge looked like that all of a sudden they'd found something here.
So it doesn't look like we're going to see a board for stoppage time because as far as I make it, that is that.
Yeah, probably about a minute into it already.
Yeah, best part of. And the referee puts the whistle to his lips. And that is half time. And it's met with a bit of stunned silence here at the Thornhill Park Stadium. AFC Totten took a two-goal lead through Brett Williams and Jordan Regay, two goals within 4 minutes, but they've been pegged back. In the 41st minute, Ben Hand's corner goes all the way in, and at halftime here, it's Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC Totten 2.
Stags need to keep their heads high here, because for the majority of the half, they were much the better side. Just one lapse of couple of lapses of concentration have hurt them, but otherwise they've been creating the more chances. They've looked like they've had more threat and purpose going forward. Just need to finish another, get that confidence from earlier in the first half back. Maybe put another chance away and create that cushion of safety for yourselves.
Can just see the encyclopedic brains of Lewis Fenimore and Jimmy Ball just having a chat as they walk off the pitch, potentially planning what they're going to say when they get inside to the dressing room. Would love to be a fly on the wall in that dressing room here at half time. But as it stands, Bristol Manor Farm will be taking that final playoff space. We're going to go and get ourselves a bucketful of, beautiful Bovril. And we'll let you get your kettle on, have a little brew, and we will see you back here for the second half very shortly. The music will be playing within the next 5 minutes. and we will see you very shortly. But at halftime here, it's Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC 2.